The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, brought to you by Alum Creek RV and Marine. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today on Sunny 95. I'm really happy to be here. I think it's going to be a great show. Let me tell you what we're doing today. Recently, I had placed an order for and just now picked up what I'm calling the Dentally Speaking Rolling Studios. Now, the Dentally Speaking Rolling Studios is a motor coach that has recording equipment and basically broadcast equipment in it. And by the way, it doesn't look like a typical motor coach. It's a truck. It started out its life as a truck, and then the motorhome portion was built onto it. It doesn't articulate like a truck. It's like a motorhome. It just looks like a truck in front. So it seemed to make sense to me that we do a show about the truck stop dentist. All right?
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Thanks for joining me this morning. We have a very interesting show for you today. With us on the phone here soon is Dr. Tom Romer. He goes by Dr. Tom, and he is what people know as the truck stop dentist. Dr. Romer has his dental practice at the Iowa 80 truck stop, Iowa 80 Interstate Truck Stop, which is the largest truck stop in the nation, and that is where he practices dentistry, and it's his sole practice. Let me introduce Dr. Romer, Dr. Tom Romer, and it's a very interesting story. First of all, Dr. Romer is married to Amy, and they have four children, Michael, Lauren, Sammy, and Christopher. Dr. Romer graduated from the University of Iowa for his undergraduate work. There, he competed for the Iowa Hawkeye swim team, and he was there on a full-ride scholarship, which is pretty cool. Graduated from the University of Iowa Dental School in 1988, and he opened a private practice in Davenport, Iowa, the same year. He opened Interstate Dental Office in a truck stop October of 93. His office is actually located within the largest facility located up on the third floor next to the barbershop and across from the chiropractor. He worked part-time at the truck stop for 10 years, working on Tuesdays, Thursday afternoons, and Saturday mornings, but then in January of 2003, he sold his practice in Davenport to work full-time at the truck stop. He's been working full-time there for the last
9 years.
And I'm pretty sure Dr. Romer is the only dentist in the country who works full-time at a truck stop. Dr. Romer, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Kvitko.
I think this is so cool. I was so excited to have you on the show, and as you might remember from an email of mine, I'm intrigued by this. Can you tell us first of all, how did you come to even start working at the truck stop? I know you had your practice in Davenport, and so did you get a call? Was it your idea? How did you say, you know what, I think 3 days a week I'm going to go work at a truck stop?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, and a lot of the drivers actually asked me how I ended up out there. I used to have the largest display ad in the Yellow Page ad in our local area, and a lot of the drivers were in such dire straits that they would pick up the phone book at the truck stop, and then they would call the first dental office listed just because of the display ad. So after my secretary would ask, where they were calling from and how they found out about our office, we had numerous calls over the first couple of years saying, well, I'm calling from the Iowa 80 truck stop.
Okay. So then you thought, okay, they're coming to you that way anyway. Maybe you should look into providing a little facility, maybe a one chair or something just to do it there? Or they didn't already have this there, did they?
No, that's correct. I actually, unfortunately, took the workout room for the truck drivers, which they probably should have left or given them another space. But that space actually ended up being my dental office. And not knowing what the patient load was going to be, I did sign a lease for 3 months, going to give it a shot and see if it would work. And here it is 16 years later, full-time out at the truck stop now, after a three-month lease that we started back in 1993.
Wow. You know, I have some rental property. I'd love for people to sign a three-month lease and stay 16 years.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, but I also need to go back. You said you took away the workout room. Does that mean all those bare bellies we see on these truck drivers, that's your fault?
Yeah, that's where I feel kind of bad, because they really do need to work out. It's interesting. Some of the larger truck stops around the country actually have a shuttle that take the guys from their truck to the facility itself, which they probably should walk. But I'm interested in their dental health. I hope they keep up on their other health issues, but at least we can try to help them with the dentistry part of it.
Okay, so they have a shuttle. This must be a huge truck stop if they require a shuttle to get to you from wherever they've parked their truck, but that's what they do?
Yeah, well, in our facility, they actually don't, but in some of the other larger truck stops in the country, I understand that they do. You know, it's another thing to help the drivers and really give them some accommodations besides all the other stuff that's within the truck stop at our place.
So basically, it's better service.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Now, okay, so you sold your practice in Davenport, which means you had a good number of patients. Do any of those people now still come to you, even though you've, how are we 2 miles away from the old office, or how far is it, and if so?
That's a good question. It's about 15 miles from my old practice, and it's really, Walcott is essentially, the truck stop is the city of Walcott. Not that Walcott doesn't have a city, but they probably employ more people at the truck stop than the city itself actually has. So being a 15-mile ride, I do have some of my old patients, but it is kind of a trek for the regular patient to try to come out for any kind of maintenance schedule. So I did lose, and which is good for the young couple that bought my practice. You know, they don't want to lose too many patients to the old dentist that actually sold his practice. So it worked out well for both.
Okay, so a few have made the trip, but most of them stayed at the old office, and people that bought your practice are taking care of them.
That's correct.
Okay, and the hours, because it seems like this could be a 24-hour adventure. What are your hours?
Yeah, we open up at 9 a.m., and closing time varies. It just kind of depends on the week. In the summer, my wife and I like to golf, so we try to get out of there early in the afternoon in the summer days. But we do even work Saturday mornings, and I have a couple ladies that work for me at the front desk, so even if I don't go out, I have them go out before me. Since it is strictly a walk-in clinic, it works out pretty well sometimes that I don't actually have to go right out. So even though we are available 6 days a week with the office door open, I am actually available 24 hours a day with an emergency number on the door.
Oh, okay. So the office can be closed. A trucker who comes in, has a toothache, lets somebody know, I guess they actually have the person that answers the little phone when you want to fill up and asks your truck number and the credit card information. They could say to them, I've got this toothache, and they could be directed to your door, even though it might be closed, and there's a number on there that they could call.
Yes, yeah. I am accessible, and since most of my patients are over-the-road truck drivers, all my phone calls actually go towards my cell phone. So if I see a area code that's not local, then I know it's most likely that it's a truck driver that's trying to get a hold of me.
Okay. And the best way to reach you, because there's probably some truckers driving through Central Ohio right now listening, the best way to reach you then is to call that number. Do you want to give us that number, and maybe they can jot it down?
Absolutely. My office phone number is actually 563-284-6161. And then the truck stop number itself, they can actually help them too if they ever need. The Iowa 80 truck stop number is actually 563-284-6961.
So 6961.
Yep, 6161 or 6961. Either one of those two will get to you.
Even I can remember that.
that's a nice thing, too.
So you just got lucky in getting a number that was similar, or did you actually request that?
No, it was actually lucky, but unfortunately I do get some of the calls for the truck stop itself, so we politely send them on their way to the right number. So.
Oh, I see. Okay, so it works both ways, huh?
Right, exactly.
You have to take the bad with the good, apparently.
Yeah, and I don't complain because, you know, if they happen to call us inadvertently, maybe there is some kind of dental issue they need some help with, too. So.
Now, I won't say that I got my wife hooked on golf, although she actually does come with me now. So we go golfing a bit as well. She's figured out a way to always beat me.
Has she?
Yeah.
And how is that?
She just plays a few of the holes.
That's probably a good idea. That's the way my wife used to start. Now she plays them all, so she's pretty competitive.
Oh, is she? So it's like, I think I've already had too many strokes. I'll just not play this hole. And
yeah, that's the way she started, and I've actually got her. She really enjoys the sport. And, you know, unfortunately, like you said, with the little ones, we don't get a lot of time, but we do actually try to get out as much as we can.
Dr. Roman, I guess you prefer Dr. Tom, correct?
Yeah, my drivers, I only expect them to remember my first name. I would love to have them remember my last name, but Dr. Tom works well.
Okay, I got it. Okay, that's just like the 6161, they can remember,
yes,
Dr. Tom.
Exactly, yes.
Okay, can you hang with us?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, because we have to go to a break, and some other things that we want to talk about. I have several questions for you. We'll be right back after the break. Thanks so much for listening, and stick with us.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Alum Creek RV and Marine can spice up your life in so many ways. They've been selected to carry the number one plate of the state, Salem by Forest River. Plus, they're the only Matrix dealer in the country. Counting pennies, how about a scooter with MPG hitting 103? And they sell Yamaha boat engines at 1% over posted dealer cost. Looking for the best RV rentals in the state for trips and tailgate parties? Now is the time to book it. Spice, satisfy that quest for zest with Alum Creek RV and Marine. I-71 just north of Columbus, 740-363-4068 or online at alumcreekrvandmarine.com.
Today I'm working with thank you so much for joining me. I understand we had a little bit of technical difficulties earlier, a little bit of dead airspace. Sorry about that. I guess I should have bought this on a higher quality bubblegum machine, but no, actually, it's pretty expensive stuff, and I think we're just working out some of the bugs. But I don't know what you missed, but let me just tell you that I am in a truck stop, actually standing outside of Dr. Romer's office. We did our recording. Because he couldn't be here today. It's Sunday morning. It's 7 here in Iowa. But anyway, let me just tell you, what I see here. We're on the third floor of the Iowa 80 truck stop, and up here is down the hall, we have a chiropractor. We have a food court. There are 15. The food court's downstairs. There are 15 showers, numbers 1 through 15. And next door to Dr. Romer's office is Irene's Barbershop and Styling, or Barber and Styling Shop. Her hours are 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday, and on Sunday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Pretty good hours. Now, Dr. Romer's office is called A.A. Dental. It's open from 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, and closes, it says basically, he closes about 5, but it's basically when he gets done. In fact, the sign says closing times vary. Now, he didn't used to accept insurance, but he started doing that somewhere in the neighborhood of 2007. And he also has CareCredit and Visa and MasterCard. His business cards are on the door, and it says toothache. seen at once. Interstate I-80 truck stop. World's largest truck stop, 84 and I-90, Walcott, Iowa. And he gives not only his office number, but he also lists his cell phone, and he lists that for emergencies. So for emergencies, truckers would call 563-529-4066. Also down the hall is, excuse me, is a motivation center. Not sure what that is. I don't know if, I don't know if that's a psychologist, what that is. And we have, we have the manager's office. We have a little workout room. And they have a Wi-Fi lounge and a super truck showroom. So it's pretty cool. And like I said, the Dentally Speaking Rolling Studios looks like a real truck, actually. It's a full-size truck that was converted to a motorhome. So when I first got here, the first thing I did was fill up with fuel. So I'll be ready to head out. And let's go ahead. Oh, you know what? Before we go back to the interviews, I need to mention this. The Dr. Kavicko Golf Classic, this is my last chance to mention this to everyone. And honestly, we have room for about 10. So we're trying to make sure that we fill out the field. You might remember that it's July 27th, 2 p.m. shotgun start. It's being held at Royal American Links and Bent Tree Golf Club. All of the proceeds go to the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. And what we've done is we've combined basketball and golf. So what we're doing is we're having a lot.
We have, Brian Stokes, Clark Kellogg, Scream Tan, Mark Titus, Tony White, Brittany Johnson, Sue Walker. And so what you do is you go to RoyalAmericanLinks.com and register your foursome. $125. If you pay $125 per golfer, you will get free golf shoes included in that price, free Nike golf shoes. If you haven't have your tap shoes, don't need no shoes, it's $90 per golfer. And we are also having a basketball challenge. So the 19th hole, there will be basketball equipment on the course, and I want to send out a special thank you to a company called Athletic Alliance and Sportsport Ohio, because they are providing the basketball equipment. And so your 19th hole, there'll be one of the OSU basketball legends there to help you with your shot, to help you practice a little bit. You'll take 10 free throws, and the number that you miss becomes your golf score. So we think that'll be a lot of fun. You get to meet some of these guys and gals. And I really, really would love it if you would come out. If you're on the fence at all, just sign up. It'll be a lot of fun. And I think the money goes to charity. Buffalo Wild Wings is the presenting sponsor, and they're going to have a wings challenge. Allen Creek Army and Marine has put up a prize of an RV for a hole-in-one, as well as a flat-screen TV on another hole, and a bag of golf clubs on another hole, and two airline tickets to anywhere in the United States on another hole. And then Lindsay Acura and Lindsay Honda of Columbus, they have put up a car on one of the courses, and the same thing as far as those other hole-in-one holes. Okay? So you can call Entry at 740-965-5140. That was 740-965-5140. And you can call Royal American Links at 740-965-1215. That's 740-965-1215. And just tell them you want to register for the Dr. Kavicko Golf Classic, and they will get you set up. You can do it online as well. Remember, RoyalAmericanLinks.com or BentTreeGC.com. But if you have questions, call the courses and come on out. We want to thank the Blue Jackets Foundation, Urban Act, Budweiser, Plasticolite, HMB, and I believe that's it. Well, I guess my dental office would be one. Okay, so we're going to go back to the interview that I did with Dr. Romer, and at some point here soon, during one of the breaks or after one of the breaks, I'm going to go out and I'm going to wander around a little bit at the truck stop, and we're going to talk about some of the other highlights that we're seeing while I'm here. All right, so let's go back to the interview.
So hear me when I'm saying, smiling faces.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking to Dr. Tom Romer, who is known as the Truck Stop Dentist. His dental practice is exclusively at the Iowa 80 Truck Stop, which is the largest truck stop in the nation. And it's a very interesting concept, very intriguing to me, and we have lots of questions for him. Okay, now, Dr. Romer, the question then kind of begs itself. Do you charge extra for emergency visits? Because it almost sounds like all of your visits are emergency.
Only if it's after hours, into the hours, you know, like at dinner time or something. But I also make sure I let everybody know that, you know, I'm accessible 6 days a week. So if it happens to be on the seventh day or after hours, I will charge another fee for that. But I truly want them to know that, you know, if they can hang on until the next day or at least for the regular office hours, it definitely saves them a little money.
Okay. So is it a vastly higher charge or just...
It really just depends, you know, if it's a holiday hour or something like the Memorial Day weekend where we were busy with family functions and stuff. It does get a little more expensive point because if they're going to take me away from some of my family time since I'm already working the 6 days a week, it tends to be a little more. But I try to be fair and understand that everybody works hard for a living, that I don't want to take too much of the disposable income if we don't have to.
Right. So you feel like you're doing them a favor, asking them just wait till the next day if they can.
Yeah, and normally when I present them with two different fees, most people wait for the next day because they understand the fee. And then I also live 30 miles away from my office itself, so it's 30 miles out, 30 miles back for me.
Yeah, that's a good distance. I actually was considering hiring an associate who was going to live about that far away. And I have to tell you that I didn't consider that individual because I was pretty sure all the emergencies would have fallen on me.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, too, and only when the gas prices get up to $4.50 a gallon, then it makes a pretty big difference, too. But as long as they stay down, it's really more your time versus anything.
Right. Now, where would these people go if they have an emergency toothache and you weren't available? What other options are available to people in dental pain?
That's a good question. If I am, let's say that I am on vacation, I actually do try to leave some information, and I use my old office that I sold as a contact or a point of reference for them so that if they really were in that much discomfort or in need of dental treatment, that we do try to at least get them a phone number of a local dentist by my old office. But even then, with them being in a large vehicle or the truck, it's still difficult for them to try to get to any office that's not located in the truck stop facility.
Yeah, I came one morning very early to see a trucker. My office is nowhere near a truck stop. Mm-hmm. It's in kind of a central city area, and his truck was parked alongside of my building. It was a little bit surprising to me. I guess I didn't realize he'd have the trailer with him as well, but yeah, this truck and trailer kind of took up the whole side of my office when he was out there waiting for me. He saw the lights come on. He came out of his truck and came in.
Right, and then that was the one thing that was nice about my old office, too. We were actually across the street from a park that had a big gravel parking lot, so I could at least try to direct them to that parking lot at that time. But they still don't like to be turning around or backing up. It's nice if they can just kind of pull in and pull out without a lot of maneuvering and a lot of parked cars or anything.
Yeah, and this worked well for my office as well, because I wasn't open yet, and so there were all kinds of places, plenty of room for him to pull up, stop, and then pull right back out. He didn't have to back in or turn around.
But I helped out one of my patients, doctor. That was nice.
That's right. So you consider all truckers your patients, don't you?
They might consider me their dentist, whether they see me or not, just because of the availability. But yeah, it's nice. They're you don't like to categorize a group of people, but in general, most of the drivers have been very nice to me, and they're very appreciative of my services that I provide. So I kind of look at the truck driving world pretty much as my patient pool. It'd be nice if they would all stop in, but I'll take what I can get.
You're listening to Dentally Speaking, and we'll be right back.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And the question is, I am currently standing at, and Dr. Tom Romer practices at, what? Is it the Iowa 60 truck stop? Is it the Iowa 70 truck stop? Or is it the Iowa 80 truck stop? The winner receives free flowers from Vice Number Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Everybody that calls will be registered for the Alum Creek RV and Marine Prize Pack, which includes a one-week stay at Autumn Lake Campground and Day Spa, or a four-day rental of a motorhome, your choice. Okay, so everybody that calls will be registered for that. Also, one person will win one free propane tank refill for your barbecue grill, also from Alum Creek RV and Marine. The phone numbers are 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. So remember, the question is, I am A, B, the Iowa 70 truck stop.
B, or C, the Iowa 80 truck stop. So go ahead and call now, 459-9769, 459-WSNY.
Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, also known as everything you have always wanted to know about dentistry, but were too numb to ask. Today we're speaking with Dr. Tom Romer, who practices at Interstate Dental. It is at the Iowa 80 truck stop. And it's a gentleman who, that's his only place of business, is at a truck stop. Dr. Romer, while we were at the break, I thought of something, and I don't know. We've all heard of the story of Bernie Madoff, the gentleman that the Ponzi scheme, you know, and he basically made off with everybody's money. And I thought it was so ironic that his name was Madoff.
Yeah, that is kind of funny.
Well, your name is Romer, so people who roam the country come to Dr. Tom.
That's pretty good, Doc. That's good, yeah.
And by the way, because truckers are your primary source of patients, and maybe somebody wasn't listening a little bit ago, go ahead and give out your phone numbers again. I know the last four digits because they're very memorable, but go ahead and give all of them, if you will, please.
Yeah, it's area code 563-284-6161 for my office, and then the truck stop itself is actually 284-6961.
Okay, so 563-284-6161 is you.
Correct.
And 563-284-6169 is the truck stop.
Or 6961.
6961.
Yes.
I messed it up.
That's okay. 6961 and 6961.
At least I didn't make...
Throw a 61 in there, I think we've got it made.
At least I didn't make off with your money, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll give that again. I apologize for getting that wrong. But
no, that's fine.
And that is the primary way you want people to reach you. Obviously, Iowa 80 is halfway between the east and west coast, correct?
Correct.
Which is what made it a perfect spot for a truck stop. And my understanding is it's about four times the size of a regular truck stop.
Yeah, it's a very large facility. I think, like, when I sent you my email, I said they actually, for the drivers themselves, they have a 100-seat sloped movie theater. They have, a 45,000-square-foot chrome shop where the drivers can actually purchase stuff for their trucks. And then, as you stated earlier, there's a chiropractor that's just been in there within the last 6 to 9 months. And then we do have a barber that's actually across the hallway. So, there are a lot of things for the drivers to actually either entertain themselves with or use the services available for them.
And I happen to have a 38-foot diesel motorhome, and I know that, you know, we have side saddle tanks just like the truckers, so I do actually visit several truck stops. And I know the tank sizes vary, but am I right? Could somebody come to Iowa 80, the trucker, fill up, drive either to L.A. or, let's say, the West Coast and back to Iowa 80 and never have to stop for fuel?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that should be your next trivia question for all your listeners. I don't actually know that answer.
Okay.
I know when they fill up, I know it's a ton of money. That the numbers that they tell us when they actually do fill up, especially if the fuel prices get up there, I know it's a lot of money.
Yeah. And I was thinking they could do the same heading to the East Coast, say New York City. They could stop at the Iowa 80, drive to New York City, drop off their load, pick up another load, drive back to Iowa 80. They might, I guess what I'm getting at is there might be several truckers who basically call that home.
Yeah, well, it, depending on the route, that's a good point. They, if they are running Interstate 80 a lot, that would probably be true. And that's one of the problems that I have with a lot of my patients is that they say they do not know when they're going to be coming by the Interstate office just because sometimes their route does vary, and they'll stay to the south, or they just won't pass by the Interstate 80 facility.
Oh, I see. Okay. They might be on I-70, for example, instead of 80,
right.
A little bit further south.
Correct. So if I have a procedure that's going to take two or three different visits, it's a tough call for my patient, just because the time in between the appointments might be extended a little further than they want.
I see. All right, now, I said I was going to tell you a story, and I realize now that I'm up against another commercial break. I mean, the commercials pay the bills, of course, of the story that I have about a couple truckers. You're listening to Dunley Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
All right, and we have winners. The winners of the free flowers is Gina from Columbus. I think I'm hearing an echo. And we have Barry from Hilliard, won the free propane tank refill. Gina from Columbus, the free flowers from Vice Denver Florist. Those will be delivered to her place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And Barry from Hilliard won the propane tank refill from Alum Creek RV and Marine, and they are both registered for the Alum Creek RV and Marine prize pack. All right, so stay with us, and we'll be right back after the break.
As you go along, keep smiling at trouble. For trouble is a bubble.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment, barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854. 657-6854.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset, when your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
All right, we're back live. I'm at the Iowa 80 truck stop, and I am in the 45,000 square foot chrome shop that Dr. Romer referred to. It is so big, they have three trucks inside. They have a Peterbilt, and a bright yellow Peterbilt. It's got these huge chrome stacks, you know, the exhaust pipes. I can't even describe them. They're about the size of a drain pipe that goes under a driveway, each one. There is a Kenworth, a blue Kenworth, with these vertical stacks, and everything you can imagine has chrome on it. And down the way there is another truck, and this one has the trailer attached. It's and these trailers are 53 feet, and this truck is down in one corner, kind of like it's turning a corner. And in this store, 45,000 square feet, is everything you can imagine that a trucker could want, and some things that they didn't even know they wanted, but when they come to the store, they probably decide, gotta have that. It's kind of like a kid in a candy store. So, oh my goodness, I'm just going to wander up and down the aisles. Anywhere from, you know, those chrome little figurines that you see to tools to luggage, because some of these guys live in their trucks. It's like they're constantly traveling. Mats and those rubber things behind the tires, mud flaps.
Everything that you have was brought to you by a truck, and it's true. You know, if the truck stops, America stops for the most part. This other truck that I was telling you about that's inside is a Freightliner, bright red, And then the whole picture on the side of the trailer is all about the Iowa 80 truck stop. Let's go to the interview, another segment of my interview with Dr. Romer. And when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about what I'm seeing outside the Iowa 80 truck stop.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Today we have as a guest Dr. Tom Romer. Dr. Tom, as he's known to most of his patients who are truckers, because Dr. Tom's practice is at the Iowa 80 truck stop. And the office number for Dr. Romer, Dr. Tom, is 563-284-6161. If you can't remember that, call the truck stop in general. Their number is 563-284-6961. Wanted to clarify that because I kind of messed it up earlier. Now, Dr. Romer, my story. I used to have, and I say used to because I haven't seen them in a while, a couple women truck drivers who would come through town and they would call us. We don't work very many Saturdays. They'd call ahead and they'd say, hey, we're coming through Columbus on September, whatever. They'd pick a weekend. Is there any chance you could make that one of your Saturdays? And we would do our best to accommodate them. And honestly, I was kind of flattered because I'm thinking as truck drivers who drive the nation, they could go to any dentist they wanted in the country. And they were choosing to come to me. And so we would do our best to accommodate them and we'd take care of them. And it was regular care. It would be a cleaning. It would be exam, x-ray, whatever they needed if they chipped a tooth. But I haven't seen them in a while. And I'm wondering if it's because they've discovered you. Now, I'm not going to give you their names, but it makes me think that you are definitely filling a void out there that exists, and it's just so, it's kind of like groundbreaking. I don't know. I know you've been doing it forever, but to me it still sounds like it's groundbreaking stuff.
Your scenario is exactly what I hear a lot of. If you were one of the dentists that wouldn't be able to accommodate them on a Saturday, they would then, you know, tell me exactly that, but they just can't get back to their dentist and they can't hold an appointment, so pretty much by default they'll stop by my office. And you know, and then I do hope that they do return to the regular dentist if they can, but a lot of the times their schedules just don't permit it. So it is something that's out of necessity and really just because they are not a regular patient, when they cannot hold a regular scheduled appointment, it does work out better for me at my office.
Now, what percent of your patients would you say are in some kind of pain or something that you see?
I would say majority of them, at least 80 to 90% of them come in some kind of discomfort for sure.
And one of the reasons I do this show is to reach people who aren't seeing a dentist on a regular basis. And would you say that's your primary practice? These people, they've put things off for one reason or another?
Oh, definitely. You know, and even if it's not by choice, because the drivers are pretty much run by their dispatch or their company, they end up not seeing their regular dentist or their family physician just because their company or their job won't allow it on a regular basis.
Yeah, I know. I had one trucker. I still do have some truckers as patients, and they were telling me, they said, they gave this story. They said, you know, I can't just take a half day off. If I take a half day off to come to the dentist, I've lost an entire run. And they gave me their schedule, and it would be something like on Monday they would drive from, it was her and her husband, they would drive from Columbus to New York and back. And then on Tuesday it might be down to, I'm going to say somewhere south, I can't remember exactly, but we'll say Alabama. And every day was it was a repeating pattern, but every day was covered, meaning they were working. And to take time out of their day to come to the dentist meant they would miss that entire, say, New York trip, which as you know, is their bread and butter.
Oh, yeah, and that's one point I do stress to them, too. You know, when they're kind of wavering on deciding if they can actually, continue with me, you tell them that it's one of those situations where, you know, they do not have to take off work and they can continue working, so it works out well for them when it's in my situation.
Do you accept insurance, dental insurance?
Yes, we do, actually. That's a great question. We didn't for quite a few years, but with the economy the way it is, it does help every little bit, and so we did actually add the insurance probably a couple years ago, which has actually expanded my patient load, because a lot of the times the drivers would not stay for any treatment without me accepting some kind of insurance payment. So, yeah, we do actually accept insurance now.
Is it something where you're on a particular list, or if they happen to have insurance, you'll accept it as partial payment and they pay the difference? You're not Are you on any of these predetermined listed plans, or do you just pretty much say?
No, we're not on any actual, except for, I think, the state of Iowa with the Delta Dental. I think that's the one preferred program that we're actually on. But as in, for most of the drivers, you know, they're not normally from Iowa. So the insurance is normally, like you said, a partial payment. And they agree if we anticipate any payment that might, we will ask them for the additional copay if we can. And so it's kind of a guessing game, of course, and you know as well as I do, the insurance doesn't always cover what they say, but as long as we get pretty close, then we're okay with that number.
Did you say doesn't always, or did you mean never?
Yeah, that might be a little closer, but I'm not so, I figure, you know, it costs, what, $5 to $10 to bill them, so as long as I'm within the range, we try to stay away from any extra billing if we can.
I see. Okay. Now, I have this list of questions both created by me and by my staff, and I'm not even scratching the surface. So, and we have to go to another break. So I want to ask you, is there a chance we can have you back on the show another time?
Oh, I'd love to, Doctor. I appreciate the opportunity, especially, like you said, if it can help any some need of dental treatment and they are on the way by, I would love to get back on the phone and talk to you and your listeners. That would be just fine with me.
Okay. Well, after we go off the air, please hang on the line and my producer will pick up the phone and if we lose you, we'll call you back. But on that other number you gave us, because I definitely want to have you back because I have to go to another commercial. Okay, when we come back, we're going to give a few parting comments or questions for Dr. Tom Romer. So stick with us, and we'll be right back. And when you smile, the whole world stops and stares for a while. 'Cause girl, you're amazing, just the way you are.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show, Dr. Kvitko.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko show to reach your customers by becoming a sponsor? Learn how by calling 262-9588. That's 262-9588.
All right, so we're back, and I am at the Iowa 80 truck stop. And the reason I'm here is because Dr. Tom Romer, practices at the Iowa 80 truck stop. He's the only dentist in the nation who practices solely at a truck stop. And he is, or rather, it's the only truck stop that has a full-time dentist. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about the truck stop. I'm looking out the window of this 45,000-square-foot chrome shop, they call it, which is basically like a candy store for truckers. And I see the Iowa 80 Trucking Museum building over there. It's a nice size building, a little bit bigger than the Jack Nicklaus Museum in Columbus. When I pan over, I see this fuel tank, like you see at a fuel depot, these great big round fuel tanks. You've seen them at refineries and things. They have their own. They must pump so much fuel that they need their own huge tank. It's amazing. There is also scales. The truckers can have their trucks weighed. There is a, they call it a truck-a-mat, which is a way of getting their trucks washed. There is, looking over a little further, there is a water tower that says Iowa 80 truck stop on it, blue. And I don't know if it's just an advertisement or if they really need their own water tower. I have a feeling they need their own water tower for all the water pressure that they will need here. It's anything and everything that a trucker might need. And, of course, the purpose of the show is to talk about the fact that they can get their dental care here. A lot of these truckers, several of them actually live in their truck. They don't have a home per se. I've talked to several where they sold their house or they didn't own one to begin with. They were renting an apartment, and so they decided to give that up and just live in their truck. A lot of them have these sleeper cabs. They're like little mini motor homes back in behind the cab. You can tell when you drive by, kind of the all that space behind the cab is living space. So if you don't see anything behind the cab, that's not an over-the-road truck. It's just a maybe a local truck hauling supplies to different companies. But some of them get very, very fancy, and it is their home. Not just their home away from home, but their home. So the Iowa 80 truck stop and others like it, they cater to truckers. They have, you know, besides the showers and things, they have things. They have a movie theater, as you heard Dr. Romer mention. They do whatever they can to make them want to stop here. Now, I'm a little surprised because right near here is one of those other truck stops called a Pilot. And we've seen them. They're black and yellow. And I don't know if I would have had the nerve to open up across the street from the Iowa 80. They did, and I don't know. We'll see how it's going. I do know that about 2 miles up the road before I exited at exit 284 on I-80 to come here, that there is a closed, vacant truck stop. I mean, it looks like there used to be one there. It still says, and it still has all the lights and everything, but it's gone out of business. So I guess they kind of succumb to the competition here. As mentioned earlier, we do have a little bit of just a parting comment, a little bit of an interview with me and Dr. Romer. I think what we're going to do is go to our final commercial break, and when we come back, we will listen to that, and then if there's any time left, I'll have some parting thoughts of my own. So let's go ahead and let's go to commercial break now, and then Dr. Romer when we return.
You know.
Estás escuchando Dental Speaking con Dr. Kawiko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking?
With
well, you should. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Remember the beautiful smile you had before your first set of dentures? Remember the disappointment you had when you looked at them in the mirror for the first time? The teeth were either too big or too small, or they made your lip too fat. Whatever it was, they just didn't fit your face, and you've been stuck with them ever since. And to make things worse, every time you get a new set, your dentist makes them look like the old set. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, rather than just copying the mistakes of years gone by, we'll use photos of you when you were younger to recreate your original smile, minus any flaws you wish us to leave out, of course. We can help you turn back the clock. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
All right, welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. And today's show was about Dr. Tom Romer, the truck stop dentist at the Iowa 80 truck stop, the only dentist in the nation who practices solely at a truck stop, and the only truck stop that has a full-time practicing dentist. So as I look out the showroom here, I see literally, I believe, it's hundreds of trucks just everywhere. Everywhere you look, there's trucks. And they have these parking spaces marked with letters and numbers so that they can find their truck. I think I see B3 and 4, B3 and 1, or rather 1 through 2, that sort of thing. Now, you know, truckers are a lot like the regular folks, everybody out there. People tend to put off dental care. If it's not hurting, we seem to think that it's okay, that we don't have to do anything. And it's not true. It really isn't true. But think about it. Dr. Romer is making a living because people put things off. I mean, I was on the door. It says we do fillings, extractions, cleanings, and we fix dentures. That's all. That's all he does. Didn't indicate root canals, doesn't talk about veneers, doesn't talk about you know, any of that, other, any like bridges, implants, none of that stuff. It's just the basics. And yet he's been able to make a very, very nice living doing that. It's a little unique. I guess it's a lot unique. What I try to do, of course, is to get folks to go to the dentist on a regular basis, to go sooner and not wait until there's an emergency. And on my trip here, from picking up the Dentally Speaking Rolling Studios, we stayed at a campground in Vernal, Utah, and a woman came over. She saw the logo, the insignia on the side of my motor coach. She said, is there a dentist here? And I said, yeah, you're looking at him. And she said, is there anything you can do, help me out, do about this? And she pointed to this huge swollen area on her lower jaw, lower left jaw. It looked about the size of half of a golf ball. And her story was is that she, when she was pregnant, is when this started, and they couldn't do anything because she was pregnant. And now her baby is 5 months old, but she still hasn't done anything. And you have to wonder, I guess it wasn't hurting when the baby was born. It was hurting when she was pregnant, but it stopped hurting. And so for that reason, she didn't go. Now, I did question her a little bit, and honestly, I recorded that interview, which we'll hear in a future show. But she said she really wasn't happy with the dentist in her town and that she had to drive about 45 minutes to the one that she liked. Now, we've talked a lot about patient comfort and sedation and whatever it takes to help a patient have a good experience is something that we try to do at our office. And I'm hopeful that more and more dentists will do that, take up the sedation, get the sedation training, and do more to provide better care, more comfortable care to folks. Because, you know, she was asking me questions about the missing teeth that she had, and a couple front teeth had decay, and wondered about implants. And I think what's happening is people are afraid to go, so they don't. And then when they do, they need a root canal or they need an extraction. Sometimes they don't need an extraction, they just get one because it's quicker, seems cheaper. It's not really in the long run, but it seems that way. And so then she was asking me about implants. And so her thought was, well, I'll just have them extracted now, and someday I will get implants. Well, it's always cheaper to save the natural tooth. It's always cheaper. I mean, it doesn't matter. Everything is more expensive than saving the tooth. A partial is more expensive. The root canal, the build-up, the crown, that's more expensive. And implants are more expensive. So I guess my point is if she couldn't afford or didn't feel like she could get the root canal and the crown, she's certainly not going to ever be able to get the implants or feel that she could spend that kind of money. And you may be in that same boat. So even if it's not hurting, if you haven't been to your dentist in a while, you need to go. Just make an appointment. Have them check, have her check, x-rays, exam. Go ahead and get your teeth clean, and then you'll know. And you'll know that you're about to have an abscess, or you'll know that you're about to have a toothache or something. So let's go ahead and listen in to the final segment of the Parting Thoughts with Dr. Romer.
Thank you for tuning in to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Before I forget, let me let everyone know that the podcasts of this show are available in one of two ways. You can either go to iTunes, search Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking under the podcast section, as click here for podcasting, so you can listen to this show or any others that we've done. Or download them to your iPod and listen to them while you're driving. So you truckers out there that are driving through, want to hear this show, download them to your iPod and you'll be able to learn a lot more about dentistry, maybe enlighten you a little bit more about the kind of care that's available. And that way you can get to Dr. Tom. All you roamers out there, go to Dr. Tom Romer at the Iowa 80 truck stop. Also, you can also go to dentallyspeaking.com. which will give you information about upcoming shows and more information about this show. All right. Now, Dr. Romer, Dr. Tom Romer, dentist at the Iowa 80 truck stop, I am going to give your phone numbers one more time, and then you're going to hang on the line so that we can get you back on the show. Dr. Romer's phone number is 563-284-6161. If you can't remember that, you can always call the actual truck stop itself, which is 563-284-6961. Thanks so much for joining me. Please tune in next Sunday morning, and we'll be here with a great show. Thanks again.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.